Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everybody. This is a special announcement for something really exciting that is coming out for you right now. And that is my first ever mastermind, which will begin at the end of March. And applications are now open to fill the limited spaces on that mastermind. Now, let me be super clear. This is a human design mastermind. You will be diving deeper into your human design and learning how to live an aligned life. However, this is not a mastermind for anybody. This is for the people that have already climbed one of their mountains and have already experienced, in inverted commas, success. By that, I mean you've learned how to master your athlete, as Carl Jung would say. You've learned to master your warrior, as he would say. And that means that you have worked out you need to take care of this physical body. You have worked out how to provide for you and your family financially. But now, you're being called to something greater. You want to create a life of meaning and purpose and give back to others and ultimately create a legacy that you can leave behind. This mastermind is for those people that are ready to climb a new mountain of meaning, purpose, and fulfillment. So if this is something that sounds exciting to you, and probably a little bit scary because you know it's time to face those fears that have been lingering in the background. And if you are someone who really is prepared to jump in and live an aligned life according to your human design, then please apply now. Applications are open at the moment. And once the places are filled, that's it, no more. We kick off at the end of March. And there is a link in the show notes for you to book a call to have a discussion about applying for this incredible mastermind. And in this mastermind, we're going to unlock everything that's been holding you back and align you to your greatness. Anyway, I'm so looking forward to hearing from you and getting this superhuman team together that are designed for more. Thanks, everybody. The link to book a call is in the show notes. I look forward to chatting to you. Bye for now.
Hey, hey, and welcome, everybody, to today's podcast. I am absolutely fired up this morning. We are in week number 6 of my online program, which is currently called Map at 40, but it's changing its name to the Quest Collective, which is really exciting. And last night was all about setting up for your week. Like, obviously, when you learn everything, knowledge is great, but implementation is actually the key to mastery. So one of the things that I taught last night with the program was the Sunday night rituals that I have. And this morning I feel so empowered and set up and excited about the week to come because I'm ahead of the game. I'm proactive. I'm not reactive. So feeling pumped. Now, to start off the podcast, as usual, I want to say a special thank you to all the awesome people who have left reviews. And this morning, I would like to invite my husband, Justin, to read those reviews out, if that would be okay.
Certainly would be. I am grateful for the invite, so thank you very much. And being a projector, as many of you already know, we've got a couple of reviews this week which have come through. The first one I will share is from Miss Heidi P in Australia, who's written Epic Human, Epic Podcast for Beginners in Human Design. I love listening to Emma's wisdom and how she has transformed her life by understanding and living according to her human design. Emma makes everything so relatable because she has personally lived through each lesson she shares. Have a listen and I'm sure you'll take away some incredibly valuable insights.
Thank you, Heidi.
Very good. And the next one I've got is from the United States of America, from Mindeli. And Mindeli has said, amazing podcast. This podcast is so expansive and informative. Emma speaks in a way that's easy to understand and the subjects always come at the right time. She is vulnerable and authentic in a way that helps me connect as if I knew her personally. Couldn't be more grateful. Purple heart.
Thank you. Thank you both. It absolutely lights me up to know that this podcast is serving people, because I know that when I was in my deep dark hole, I felt like I didn't have access to these sort of things. So I'm so grateful that people are receiving so much value. Now, today, just before I go on, what I do want to mention is my Human Design Mastermind is starting at the end of March. And what it is it's a very small curated group. So I'm taking applications for it. And it goes for 3 months. And what we do is we literally dive into your human design and unpack it. And I will teach you how to not only understand your design, but how you can first learn on yourself. Then you'll be able to unpack those around you or those people close to you. Or even if you're a coach, it's going to help support you to unpack your client's design as well. So if you would love to be a part of it, then please send me either an email, a direct message on LinkedIn or Instagram or Messenger, and I will book you in a call. And we'll have a call, we'll have a chat, and there will be a landing page very soon as well that you can have a look at. But just get onto it now, because I've already got probably 8 or 9 people that I'm looking at already. So please get on it. Okay, everybody. Now, what I want to talk to you about today is all about taking back your power. One of the things that happens when we go through growth is we grow, then we plateau, we grow, then we plateau, we grow, then we plateau. And when we hit the plateau, what tends to happen is we freak out and we have two options. We either stay in a holding pattern and go round and round and just create the same results over and over, or we go backwards, or we continue to move forward. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today, is the taking back your power and moving forward. One of the books I love the most, whenever I come across anyone who's starting on their personal development journey, I highly recommend Jack Canfield and his Success Principles. And I think the reason isn't just because the Success Principles are absolutely foundational to being human and creating and manifesting. I mean, it's not about human design. It's definitely, it's one step back from that. However, it's still very powerful. And when you know your design, you just have to work out how the two fit together, which you can do. And if you can't, keep listening, because it will, you'll be able to make sense of it after listening to my podcast enough. But the thing that I really love about this book is that the intention in which it was written in, because Jack Canfield, as you might know, he was on The Secret, and his first sort of incarnation was Chicken Soup for the Soul, this incredible book, and it sold, it got him his first $1 million that he'd written, a $1 million check that he put it on his ceiling. He tells you all about the story in The Secret. And this guy was mentored by, what's his name? Someone, Clement Stone. Anyway, one of the big, one of the names that does get bandied around in success, in what's the word I'm looking for? The same as Napoleon Hill, and those sort of people. And anyway, the point is that Jack Canfield actually wrote this book after that time, because what had happened is that he had invested his focus, his energy, his being in creating and manifesting this $1 million check and really having great success with Chicken Soup for the Soul. And then afterwards, he kind of reverted back. He'd gone backwards. And it occurred to him one day that he needed to do something about this. So he wrote this book to remind himself forevermore of what he needs to be doing every day to continue to manifest the results in his life. And this is the topic I want you to really have a think about in your life today. What are you doing right now to continue the success? And for me personally, for Justin and I, we're working our bums off. We're growing a business that we love. But one of my fallback positions is I'm a inverted commas hard worker. I'm a doer. I'm a manifesting generator. I love to, you know, I've got the 34/20, so I love to be busy. However, what tends to happen is if I, like Jack, get disconnected from my principles, my human design principles, as well as the other mindset principles and health principles that I live by, then what happens is that I'm working and I'm not going anywhere. I'm treading mud and just feeling exhausted. So today I just want to take you through some tips so that when you find yourself in this position, you can actually take your power back and get back in the driver's seat. Because ultimately, we're all going to get to the plateau, but once we're conscious of it, we can do something about it, like so many other things. So what I want you to have a think about is that, what are the specific things in your life that you do that get results? Now, from my point of view, I really want to think about number one that I do when I plateau or when I get to a place where I'm doing the doing but not focused on the being that I'm becoming is I allow that mind of mine to get really busy. I'm always thinking, I'm always working out. I mean, I love to think and I love to make sense of things and work things out. However, I have an open ajna. So this isn't correct for me. My open ajna is there so that I can tap into my clients, I can tap into the knowledge that I'm learning and I can see it from different angles. But what it's not for is constant thinking and analyzing and reasoning. So number one, when I get to this place, it's like, right, I just need to amp up my meditation. I need to, one thing that I also do is I go back to the series where Oprah did with Eckhart Tolle. And it's a three-part series. It could actually be more, just to remind me, just to have a bit of a dose of Eckhart. So to be more present, okay? So this is number one, being more present for me, letting go of thinking. Number two, well, I practice my strategy and authority. And this is something for me that I do need to consciously do and, for the want of a better word, drive, because my 34/20, if you have the 34/20, it's like a wave of energy. You get on that energy and you just get busy. But the downside of the 34/20 is that it doesn't necessarily remain focused on what it needs to be focused on. Now, I have gate 9. Gate 9 is the gate of focus, so I have the ability to lock on my focus. And once I'm in that zone, I can get a long way, and my 34/20 energy is really focused in an effective way. However, it's important that I first and foremost listening to my strategy and authority. So number one, obviously, my strategy is to respond and then inform. So, being conscious of, for example, I was invited to be on a radio show last week. I literally just got the invitation, said yes. So the opportunity came up, said yes. You just told Justin, plan her out, etc., informed what I was going to do. And then away I went on this radio show. And of course, it was fantastic. It was really powerful. I had an absolute blast. And that's just a really simple example of me living by my strategy and my authority. However, when I get to this place where I'm working really hard and I notice that I'm trying to force the water, this is when I'm like, right. And I'll literally write it down. I'll write it down on a sticky note, or I'll put it a reminder in my diary, and I'll journal it every day. So when I do my journaling, I'll just be like, my intention today is to live by my strategy of responding and my authority of my emotional clarity. So I will just write it down, because the larger numbers of modalities that you can take in information, the harder it's going to stick. So the other thing, obviously, is my authority, my emotional authority. And when my 3420 is in full force, it's really important for me to go, oh, hang on a second, I need to slow this down. I need to take time to make my decisions. I need to be feeling that emotional clarity that often it might come in 5 minutes, but it might come overnight. So ironically, taking back your power in many cases, especially in human design, most of us are designed to respond to life in some way. So being able to hold space, like taking back your power is being able to be still until it's ready to respond. And you can imagine, like, when you get to that plateau, when you get to that place where you feel like you're going round and round in circles, all you want to do is take massive action, because that's what we've been taught. But often it's the things that we slow, when we slow down and do the simple things, like one of the other, I think it's in the Tao, but it's also in the I Ching, is that chop wood and gather water or whatever it is. And it's all about doing the small things. So one of the habits I have when I get to this state is literally just going, right, brakes on, I'm going to go and do, you know, even house domestics. Like, I have this crazy thing that a number of years ago, when I just first started my business, I was working really hard and I was doing all the doing. And I just knew it. And this is before I came to human design. I think this is about 5 years ago. And and I just knew that I'd done everything. Like, and I could feel myself getting really frustrated. Like, what else can I do? What else can I do? And I literally remember throwing my hands in the air and going, oh, screw it. And at that stage, I had a little, you know, Oscar was only, what, he was only three. And I was juggling everything. And on that day, I just actually just stopped everything. Pens down, everything down. And I remember putting Oscar down for his sleep that day and just deciding to do nothing for the rest of the day other than hang with him and just do domestics. And, like, really, I'm not an overly domestic person, but for some reason, something in me said, I just want to fold the washing and tidy the house and, you know, chop the wood and carry the water. All the simple things. And well, on that day, two new clients signed up with me, just random, out of the blue. And now this has happened to me a number of times now, and I almost joke, I often joke, I'm just going to go and do the washing, because often when I relax and I do the small things like that, like doing the washing, clients sign up in that time. So it's really important to understand that although it's counterintuitive, often if you've been doing a lot of the doing and you know it's the aligned doing, you know it's the correct doing for you, when you actually let go of that and do the small things, that's when the magic really happens. So taking back your power is being okay to sit in that, all right, I'm just going to do the washing. And, you know, even though it feels really uncomfortable and really unproductive and really like I'm wasting time, I'm just going to do these things so my space is tidy. So my house is in order. So I'm showing the universe what I want to create in all of my life. I'm not ignoring the menial things, because if we ignore one thing that matters, then the universe is going to say, cool, there might be other things that they're going to ignore. So you want to be conscious of living a balanced life and taking care of the small stuff. Now, the next thing that I want to really focus on, often when you get into this state, you because you're going round and round and round in circles, you start to either create new goals, or you want to shift your goals, or you're not sure what you want, and you get into this muddled state. Well, I know I do. Again, open ajna, open head. So that tends to happen for me. So one of the things, and I'm open in the G center, so I don't have that consistent and reliable next step direction. So one of the other things that I love to do is just, and I learned this from Abraham Hicks many, many years ago, just to focus on what I do know. So in this time, I'm like, okay, cool. What am I working towards? What am I wanting to manifest? Just focus on something small. So let's say, you know, focusing on, at the moment, I'm looking at filling my mastermind. But what do I know? Well, I know I want to have no more than 8 incredible humans that I'm going to be able to empower, and they're going to go on and share all of this information, whether it's with their family, whether it's with clients, that doesn't matter, that they're going to get empowered by that. Now, even as we speak, I have so much information to pour in to that mastermind, but I want to stay focused on the outcome that I want for my clients on that mastermind. And I want them to feel really empowered and aligned so that they can transform their life. So just focusing on those three things, empowerment, that's my 34-20, transformed, can't remember, there's a gate, I've got lots of transformation in my design, and aligned, well, I want everyone to be aligned. So just focusing on those three things instead of trying to get really clear on the detail is a lot more powerful, especially when you're feeling like there's a lot of doing going on. And then, of course, to really take back your power, it comes to a place where it's time to surrender. You know, that there's a great quote the great thing Oprah says all the time, and it's actually on the Goop podcast intro at the moment, but I'm not going to get it right, even though I've heard it a bazillion times, is that she says, you've got to know what you want, and you've got to declare what you want, and you've got to say it, you've got to put it out there. But the moment it's gone from your mouth, from your hands, whatever that is, it's up to the universe. So you've got to let it go. And if it is correct for you, then it will be. And if it's not, it won't. And it's our job to be okay with that. So surrender is so important. And it is also probably one of the most challenging things we do as a human. Being able to surrender to, you've done enough, I am enough, I have enough, I've got a vision, I know what I want, but you know, is it from ego or am I being guided that way? So there's a large part of you that just needs to go, okay, I am enough, I've done enough, I'm just going to let it go and see what happens. And this in itself, I just finished reading the Surrender Experiment from Michael A. Singer, and you should totally read it, it's mind-blowing. And I reckon he is a projector. I don't know, but I reckon he's a projector. And he basically decided in his mid-20s or late 20s to stop trying to force the water. He had tried to basically quit from a mainstream life and become a hippie and a yogi to try and get away from his ego banter in his head. But he decided that the way he was going about it wasn't working. So instead, what he would do was he would say yes to life. He would surrender to life. So if life brought him, and of course he doesn't use this language, but every time it was an invitation, he would say yes, and then he would do it to the best of his ability. Now, one of the things that I would love to talk to him about is because he says, you know, whatever the ego said didn't matter to him. So if he liked it or didn't like it, it didn't matter. And look, in human design, there's a part of us that would go, well, we do need to pay attention to what our strategy and our authority and our internal guidance system says is correct or incorrect. However, I reckon with him, he was very attuned by this stage to the ego, you know, just that voice in his head. And so he would ignore all of the ego talk and just say, yes, okay, yes, and do it to the best of his ability. And this man had such great success, fulfillment. He overcame massive adversity. Even when he was taken down, and I don't want to give it away, so I'd love you guys to read it. When he was taken down in such a huge way, he still came out the other end winning because of the way he said yes to life and surrendered to life. So I think that the power of surrender is really, really huge and important to understand that when I say taking back your power, this is when you're going to stop listening to what everyone else tells you to do, stop being the person everyone else thinks you should be. This is when you're going to stop judging yourself, criticizing yourself, speaking to yourself like your greatest critic. And it's when you're going to go, hang on, I actually have the power. The power is in me to heal, to achieve, to strive, to be the best version of me. whatever it is for you. You know, for me, it's all about being the best version of me and helping everyone to get along. They're my two primary drivers. No surprise, my personality sign is gate 37. That's the gate of family, community, friendliness. And so this is big for me, but what is it for you? So know what it is for you. Know what your why is. Know what your deepest joy is, and take back your power. Know that you have everything you need to achieve that. Live by your strategy and your authority. Practice it every day. And this takes time. It doesn't just happen. Like, I find myself getting so caught up in my 3420. I have just started diving deeper into my human design because I hadn't done a lot of the PHS stuff on my own design yet, which is, I'm just going to start with the determinant, whatever. So it's how you eat. And I've only just really started practicing this recently, and I have to eat in a calm environment. Anyway, I'm going to talk about it on the podcast in the future, and Bailey has something to say. But the point is, I want you to take back your power. I want you to know that you have everything you need inside of you. You just need to listen. What I was going to say about that is learning about that I need to eat in a calm environment, it's something I've always known intrinsically. I just hadn't trusted it. So this is what human design does. It's not who you are. It's giving you the ability to trust what you already know. And on that note, I'm going to head off. It's been so nice having you. If you have any questions, please send them in because I would love to do some more Q&As. Otherwise, I look forward to having you all on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.